We thank the Lord for being with us throughout this day.
我非常感谢主，一直与我们同在。
And it has been a long day.
今天是一个很长的日子。
We thank God for our gathering together this morning, breaking bread.
今天早上我们在一起擘饼，纪念主。
And then we've had the Word of God ministered to us throughout the day.
然后其他的时间，主借着不同的仆人向我们说了许多的话。
And now, yet one more time this evening, we want the Word of God to work upon us as servants.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要继续来讲到神的仆人。
We want to read three passages of Scripture tonight, beginning in Exodus chapter 3.
请我们来读第一处的圣经是出埃及记第三章。
We left Moses on the backside of the wilderness for 40 years, and we want to pick up the story this evening.
我们昨天讲到摩西在旷野40年, 这是我们昨天讲的。
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
第一节，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶辛罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。And
the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧灼，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near to this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground.
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“不要进前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的所站之地。”
Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon
God. 就说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring up from that land to a good large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites, and the Hivites and the Jebusites.
耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的苦困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出那地。 到美好宽阔流满于蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、希未人、耶布斯人之地。Now
therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore. And I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺负他们、欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I've sent you. When you've brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及地领出来？神说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。
Then Moses said to God, Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自由拥有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自由的打发我到你们这里来。
We also want to turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们来看希伯来书第十一章。
Where we can see the faith of the servant Moses.
我们来看摩西夫人的信心。
Verse 23.
23节十一章。
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents.Because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了3个月，并不怕亡命。
By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter,choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想要想望所要得的赏赐。
By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faithHe kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。他们因着信过红海，行走干地，埃及人试着要过去就被吞灭了。
And then finally we want to look at that passage in Hebrews chapter 3.
最后我们看希伯来书第三章。
Jesus Christ is the servant of the Lord, but Moses is compared to him.
耶稣基督
是神的仆人，
那现在用摩西跟耶稣来做对照比较。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house.
同盟天召圣洁的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬宗，如同摩西在神的全家敬宗一样。
For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house.
他比摩西算为更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子，治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Let's just have a moment of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Our Father, we come to you tonight full of thanksgiving for thy Son, our Lord Jesus.
天父，我们今天晚上来到你自己的面前，我们对你的儿子献上我们由衷的感谢。
And as we have heard today, Lord, we long in our hearts to be faithful, irreproachable servants.
今天我们听到你的仆人所讲的道，让我们非常的羡慕，我们能够做一个没有可以被批评的仆人。
As we look again at Moses tonight, Lord, we ask that we might understand more about how we might be your servant.
今天晚上我们再来思想摩西怎么样做你的仆人。
Refresh and strengthen our bodies, our minds, and our spirits in this hour.
求你帮助我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹，无论身心灵都重新得力。
We pray that the Holy Spirit would quicken us all in thy presence.
我们祷告求圣灵在我们里面加添我们每一人的灵里面的力量。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We are talking about the work of God.
这次我们是来讲到神的工作。
We want to see the work of God upon us in these last days.
我们盼望在这个最后的时日里头，我们能够看见神的工作在我们中间。
And we're considering this mystery of the work of God and the servant of God.
我们就来看神的工作与神的仆人。这件奥秘的事。
How are these two connected?
这两者之间有什么样的关系？
Only God can do God's work.
当然，只有神自己可以做神的工作。
And yet the servant has an important role in the process.
然而，在这个过程中，神的仆人们也有他的职责。
So we're looking at this mystery.
所以我们就一起来看这个奥秘的关系。
We need wisdom.And revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我们需要从圣灵得着他智慧与启示的灵。
Our God has been working from eternity.
我们的神是从永远的过去一直做工到现在。
But upon this earth, His work has often been hidden to man's eyes.
神的工作在这个地球上一直是向人隐藏的。
But God would recover his work in such a way that the glory of God could be seen upon this earth.
但是神的手在他的工作上面，虽然工作隐藏，但是他的荣耀却显现出来。
Have we seen the work of God?
那我们每一个人看见过神的工吗？
The first element of seeing must be to see Almighty God Himself.
那要看见神的工，第一个部分就必须看见神自己。
Have we seen God the Father?
我们有没有看见到啊圣父？
He is the one who is doing the work.
因为是他做这个神的工。
Moses saw this God.
摩西见到这位神。
O Lord, you have been our dwelling place through all generations.
他的诗告诉我们，神啊，耶和华，你成为我们世世代代的居所。
He had seen this God on the mountaintop.
他在西乃山上看见这位神。
He had seen this God in the burning bush.
他也在沙漠的荆棘火焰中看见这位神。
There is God, always working toward His end.
他看见这位神一直朝着他的目标做工。
Creation is the work of His hand.
这个被造的宇宙是他的杰作。
But that's only a small part of the work He's doing.
这是神整个工作的一个小的部分而已。
He created this whole universe and this earth just as a location.For his work to be done.
他造了这个浩瀚的宇宙与这个地球是变成要显明他工作的一个戏台。
And then God created man.
然后他就在地球上造了人。
And this would be the material of his work.
这个人就成为他做工的材料。
And out of man, he desired to build a dwelling place forever.
他盼望在这一个人的里面能够找建造他的家，他可以居住。
And so there's praise at the end of the Bible when it says, "The Lord our God is in the midst of His people."
然后你就来到圣经的结束，你就可以看到在那个意象的里头，神就住在他自己的子民当中。
So there's Almighty God and the work that He's doing.
所以一面你看到这位全能的神在那里做工
，then there are men, the material of this work.
同时你也就看到人是他做工的材料。
But of course, there's a key.
啊，中间有一把钥匙。
There is one who brings these two together.
把这两个拉在一起。
He's the owner of this dwelling place.
那么这一位是谁呢？就是这个整个的主人
，the beloved Son of God.
那就是。神的爱子耶稣。
He owns this house.
他是这个房屋的主人。
He is the mediator between God and man.
他也是这位耶和华神与人中间的中保。
And it's through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ that the work of God will be done.
透过他，神的工作可以完成。
One day there will be the New Jerusalem.
最终你可以看到有新耶路撒冷出现。
And God will be with man, and man will be with God, full of glory.
神住在人中间，人也住在神里面，充满着神的荣耀。
And in the midst of the throne, the Son of God.
然后在宝座的中间，你就看到神的儿子。
The work will have been completed.
那神的工作在那个时候就完成了。
Now this work is going on right now.
而今天我们所在的时段，这个工程正在进行。
But is it seen upon the earth?
在这个地球上，你看得见吗？
The Lord has to recover His work.
神要恢复他的工作。
As an example, think of the time of Moses.
举一个例子，摩西的时代。
When you looked on the earth in the time of Moses, was God working?
在摩西的时代，你看到地球上神是不是在做工呢？
Well, of course, you say, well, of course he was. God is always working.
当然，神应该是随时在做工的神。
Okay, where?
但是你在哪里看得见呢？
Where did you see his glory?
在那个时代，你看到了神的荣耀。
There were the children. They were there in Goshen in Egypt.
神的儿女在歌山地。
Was the beauty of the Lord upon them?
神的荣美在他们中间吗？
Did you see the glory there?
在他们身上看到神的荣耀吗？
No,
没有啊。
You saw oppression, affliction.
我们看到他们在受苦，在受法老的压迫。
Was there a testimony anywhere?
那里有神的见证吗？
In Canaan?
在迦南有吗？
In the backside of the desert?
或者在沙漠中你看得见吗？
The Lord had to raise up the servant to recover his work.
你只看到神必须兴起一个仆人来做这个恢复的大工。
And as the Lord raised up Moses as his servant,
当神拣选了摩西来做这个器皿的时候
，His glory could come down and manifest itself upon this earth.
然后你就可以看到借着摩西，神的荣耀就来到这个地球上。
And so we're looking at this matter of God's work.
今天晚上我们就来看。神在摩西身上所做的工。
And we had looked last time at Moses, the servant.
那么我们上一次讲到这一位神的仆人摩西。
Now we saw that he was born and kept by God through unusual circumstances.
神在他的出生就已经有一个特别的环境。
And we see that he had his education in Europe, in Egypt.
然后他在埃及受了他最当代最好的教育。
And he became mighty in word and deed.
他说话行事都有才能。
But at 40 years old, something rose up in his heart and he felt called by God to identify with his people.
当他到40岁的时候他里头就有一个呼召有一个感动他愿意跟他的百姓站在一起。
And so we read in Hebrews 11.
所以我们
he responded by faith.
所以在希伯来书11章我们刚刚读的时候他就因信就跨出前面的一步。
He was willing to suffer the reproach to stand with his people.
他愿意因信他愿意宁可和神的百姓同受苦难也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
But when Moses rose up with a heart for God and his people,
当他愿意为着神为着他的百姓站起来的时候
at that point in time,
在那一刻
he had not been prepared by his God to be a servant to deliver all of the children out of Egypt.
他还没有被神装备好来承担这一个时代的使命。
And so he had to flee Egypt and remained in the backside of the desert for 40 years.
所以神必须把他差遣到旷野中一待就是另外的40年。
Are you in the backside of the desert?
那你是不是现在正在这一个旷野里头呢？
Are you a servant of God?
你是神的仆人吗？
Have you been waiting on God?
你有没有在那里等候耶和华呢？
Have you been going through difficulty?
你有没有经过这些许多的苦难呢？
Where is this backside of the desert?
那么到底这一个旷野对你来讲是什么呢？
Now I personally live in New York City, and some people think that's as far away from God as you can be.
我自己是住在纽约市，那对某些人来讲纽约的堕落刚刚好像旷野一样。
Oh, it's far away from the work of God.
这个跟神的工作那真是十万八千里了。
But so is Shanghai.
上海也是这样吗？
So is Taipei.
台北也差不多。
Where is the wilderness for you?
对你而言，这个旷野是在哪里？
Well, today God has found a wilderness for all of his servants.
今天神预备他的众仆人也为他们每一个找到了那一个所谓的旷野。
You come to the end of yourself in church life.
也就是说你神把你带到所谓教会生活的末路穷途末路。
Now when you first get saved, it's like Psalm 133.
当你刚刚得救的时候你好像来到了诗篇133篇
How good and how pleasant it is to be together with the saints.
哦、这个弟兄和睦同居何等的善何等的美
But very soon it becomes Psalm 137.
哦、没有多久就变从133变成137了
We lay our hearts down.
我们的心沉下去了
We feel like we're captives.
我们已经变成被掳的了。
We're trying to serve, but we're being pressed on every side.
我们希望能够服侍神，但是我们却被
四面包围。 Now it's wonderful to be a servant when you're a young person.
当你年轻的时候，你愿意做神的仆人，是一个很好美好的感觉。
I see many young people with nice round faces tonight.
今天我看到台下有很多脸圆圆的年轻人，很可爱。
You like everybody.
你对每一个弟兄姊妹都很爱他们。
You're very patient.
你也很有耐心。
You just love to share with people.
你很希望与弟兄姊妹交通。
It's so wonderful to live in the Church of Philadelphia.
你好像感觉今天你活在菲拉铁菲教会。
Very soon it becomes the Church of Corinth.
但是没有多久，你发现你们的教会变成哥林多了。
Your patience gets tempted.
你的耐心已经被来到了极限了。
And there's some people you don't like.
有一些人从来没看顺眼过。
And you don't like the flesh you see in some people.
你看到他们充满了肉体。
And there's some people you prefer.
那你也对某些人觉得是很好的。
And next thing you know, there's all kinds of struggle going on in the church.
然后你就发现这里面就开始有分门结党的事情了。
Now at this point, you try to find another church to go to.
不顺眼换一家。
But if you love the Lord, He'll make you stay in that church and come to the end of yourself.
如果你真的爱主的话，你就会忍耐的待在这一家受苦的教会。
We are all God's servants.
我们都是神的仆人。
And He is going to teach us to love people we don't like.
所以神就教我们爱那些你不喜欢的人。
We have to be reduced.
让这个过程，我们就渐渐，我必衰败。
We are like a rough stone. We need the sides all chipped off of us.
所以我们这个本来非常粗糙的山野的石头要被神磨光。
The Lord has found a place for all of us.
所以神要进行这个手续的时候，就为我们找到了一个特殊的环境。
That's why many servants are called, but few end up being servants.
所以从一个意义上来讲，神呼召了许许多多的仆人，但是很少的人能够成功。
Maybe you volunteer, you serve because you love people, the people of God.
那么可能你的感觉里头，你说我爱神，我愿意好好的服侍他，你就勇往直前。
But after the Lord deals with you,
但是神的手开始对付你，
you will only be a servant of God and serve because you love Him.
那这个时候就不是因为你爱人所以服侍人。
Maybe you try to be a shepherd. Oh, you spend time with the rod and the staff helping the sheep. But you didn't know that the sheep also have rods and staff, and they hit you. And they, maybe you try to feed the sheep, and you put out your hand, and they bite your hand.
那你想喂这些小羊给他们吃，结果被羊咬了两口。
You say, no, this assembly is all goats. I have a suitable place where there's good sheep.
那你说我搞错了，这些都是山羊，我要去找绵羊去。
No, but the Lord is working on you.
哦，神借着这环境正在对付你。
How much we trust in ourselves.
我们对自己的自信太大，太强了。
Now it doesn't take 40 years. Moses is just an extreme example.
当然今天神不会对我们再搞40年，摩西的40年是一个代表性的。
But the Lord prepares us to reveal himself to us.
所以是神借的环境来把我们的真相显明出来。
And so after 40 years, Moses had a vision at the burning bush.
40年过后，他就得到了一个异象，在这个荆棘的火焰中。
He saw the God of the work, and then he saw the work of God.
他在那一刻，他看见做工的神，他也同时看见什么是神的工。
Up to this point, Moses hadn't seen the work of God.
在这一刻之前，摩西从来没有看过什么叫做神的工。
Now he was part of the work because God was working on him.
但是他不知道，他这个人就是神的工，他是神工的一个部分。
Much of the work of God happens in the hidden man.
因为神的工 是隐藏在人的里面
which prepares us to see the work of God.
他来做工在我们的身上，让我们能够认识什么是神的工。
There are many servants of God today in the church who have never seen the work of God.
今天很多在教会所谓神的工人，他们从来没有真正认识过什么是真正神的工。My brother here,
方刚平，
这个彭仲平。
And my other brother, Brother Stephen Kung,
还有一位江守道弟兄。
They knew me 40 years ago.
他们两位四十年前就认识我了。
I have been a denominational pastor.
那个时候我是在公会里面做牧师的。
But I felt my denominations weren't right.
我从来不知道那有什么不对。
So I became a non-denominational pastor.
后来我认识了这个不对，我就变成了一个不是宗派里面的牧师。
And I met my two brothers.
我就遇到这两个弟兄。
While I was serving the Lord,
我在那个时候在侍奉主。
But I had never seen the work of God.
但是我那个时候根本从来不懂过什么叫做神的工。
How's that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
Serving, preaching the gospel.
我那里很热心的传福音、传道。
Teaching the Bible.
讲解圣经。
I went to Bible school.
我是神学院毕业的。
I studied the word of God.
我也好好的读圣经的一个人。
But I didn't know the work of God.
但是我不认识什么是神的工。
Until I met my two brothers.
然后遇到这两个弟兄。
And by the grace of God, I saw a revelation of the work of God.
靠着神的恩典，在那个年间，神打开我的眼睛，开始认识什么叫做神的工。
Now, that cost me a lot.
那我就付了惨重的代价。
I had to go to the backside of the desert.
就把我送到旷野去了。
And I had to learn how God is working today.
在旷野我就必须看见神今天在我们身上到底做什么工。
I was building human works.
因为我当时是建立人的工作。
God is recovering his work.
但是神是在那里做他恢复的工。
And so 40 years ago, I decided,I would rather learn what God is doing than just keep doing what I was doing.
所以那个时候神打开我的眼睛，我就开始做一个选择。我宁可认识神所做的工，总比我做我的工好多了。
And that's why we share together as servants of God.
所以今天你可以看到神把神的仆人放在一起来分享神给我们的认识。
We cannot enter into the work of God unless first we see it by a vision.
所以我们永远没有办法做神的工，除非我们被神打开眼睛，先认识什么是神的工。
Now Moses had such a vision, Paul had such a vision.
摩西有这个认识，保罗也是有这个认识，
Isaiah had such a vision,
以赛亚有这个认识。
And this vision has two parts to it.
这个意象有两个部分。
The first part of the vision,
第一个部分，
is when you see God himself.
是你认识神自己。
And you say, woe is me, I am undone.
当你有这个经历的时候，认识神自己的时候，你的反应就是说，祸哉，我灭亡了。
Fear and trembling come into your heart when you see the living God.
当你真的看见这位活的神的时候，有一个害怕的心来到你的里头。
When you see such heavenly vision, it paralyzes you.
当你看见这个属天的异象的时候，你整个的人好像这个瘫痪了。
And you don't know what to do.
你就不知道下一步要怎么做。
Now that's because you have seen the God who is doing the work.
因为那个时候你就看见是神自己在做工作。
You know, Isaiah had been a prophet, and he was prophesying, and then he met God, and he said, uh-oh.
以赛亚这个先知，他还没有看见异象之前，他已经在那里做先知了。可是有一天，他真的碰到神了，他说完了。
Now he knew all about God, and he had a burden for God's people. But when he met God, it changed his life.
虽然他在那里做先知，他做了许多所谓神的工，但是他真正遇见神的时候，他说：“祸哉，我灭亡了。”
Now have you seen God high and lifted up? 你有没有看见这位神高高的坐在宝座上呢？
It does you in.
因为当这个异象来的时候，你就完了。
But then there's a second part of this vision that connects you to the work of God.
然后就来到这个异象第二个部分，把你跟神的工连在一起。
On the one hand, you drop back in fear of the God that you see.
因为来说，因为你看见了神这个异象，让你退缩，里面有个害怕。
But to see a vision of the work of God, you must also see somehow.You are invited to participate in that work.
第二个部分就把我们的心，因为刚开始认识到什么是真正神的工，这个时候你又发现神把你邀请到这个工作里头，你有一份。
So as Isaiah was laying on his face,
所以当以赛亚匍匐在神的面前的时候
，and the angel cleansed his tongue.
那个天使拿着祭坛的火来洁净他的舌头。
As he lay there,
他趴着匍匐在那里。
He heard somebody talking.
他就听见有话了。
It was somebody speaking in heaven.
天上有一个对话。
This is maybe it's the father and the son.
可能是父与子在对话。
He heard a conversation.
他听见这个对话。
Who shall we send?Who will go for us?
我们可以打发谁？谁愿意替我们去？
And you know what Isaiah did?
那以赛亚听见他怎么反应呢？
He's like all servants of God. They have a lot of faith and they're very foolish.
就像许多神的仆人一样，他们对神是很有信心，但是却做了很多愚昧的事。
Isaiah said, Here I am, send me.
然后就说我在这里，请差遣我。
He became a servant of God.
所以他就变成神的仆人。
God said, "Good. Now I'm sending you to people who don't like you, and they will not listen to you."
所以他说，很好很好，我要把你打发到一群人中间，他不喜欢你，也不会听你的。
And so Isaiah saw this vision.
所以他看见这个异象。
Now Moses.Saw this vision in the burning bush.
现在摩西在这个荆棘的火焰中看到异象。
And what was this vision he saw?
他看见的异象是什么呢？
He saw the fire of God in a bush.
他看见神的火在这个荆棘里头。
Now, what did he see?
他看见的是什么？
Immediately he saw, he is a bush.
他在这个异象发现那个荆棘就是他。
A man is like a bush.
一个人就跟这个荆棘一个样子。
Now it took Moses 40 years to admit he was just a bush.
这个认识是他花了神花了40年功夫在他身上，他终于明白他不过是荆棘。
He used to be an Egyptian palm tree.
40年前他认为他是埃及的棕榈树，高高大大，美得很。
Now he's just a bush.
现在他只不过是沙漠中的一个不值钱的荆棘。
He's nothing.
什么也不是。
He's temporary.
很短暂。
He's useless.
一点用都没有。
He's ugly.
而且很丑陋。
A bush.
荆棘。
Now, I know that there is a Christian doctrine calledThe doctrine of the ugly bush.
我知道在基督教里头有一个教导，这个教导就是说，成为一个丑恶的荆棘。
Now, how many of you believe you're an ugly bush?
你有多少人？我们中有多少人相信自己是丑恶的荆棘
？Everybody does.
It's what we say.
I'm just an ugly bush.
我们自己说这个很容易哦，我只是很丑恶的荆棘。
Sometimes we have fights. I'm uglier than you. I am more useless than you.
那两个要比，哪个比哪个更丑，哪个比哪个更没用。
We argue about who's the worst.
我们彼此争论谁比谁差。
Oh, we have a doctrine of the ugly bush.
这个变成一个教导。
But if you touch somebody's bush,
但是如果你真摸到他的话
，you discover.
你忽然间发现
，they really think.They're a bonsai.
它是盆景，不是，是盆景。
Oh, they're trimming it, taking care of it.
他在那精致的修剪这个瓶颈。
Don't touch me.
你千万不要碰我。
I'm too important.
我很重要。
I'm just an ugly bush, but I'm an important ugly bush.
我虽然是丑恶的荆棘，但是我是非常重要的荆棘。
Now it took Moses some years to understand he's just a bush.
但是对摩西来讲，这四十年他是彻底的知道自己是一个丑恶、没有价值的。
But when he saw that, then he could see the revelation.
当他真的看见这件事情的时候，他就得到启示了。
A bush can have resurrection life.
因为这一个没有他好像僵残的荆棘可以有一个复活的生命。
God's fire was burning in the bush, but the bush didn't burn up.
神的火可以在荆棘中燃烧，但是荆棘不会被烧坏。
The fire keeps burning and burning and burning.
火继续不断的燃烧，荆棘本身没有任何的损伤。
And the bush remains an ugly, ugly bush.
它还是那样的丑恶。
But God reveals himself in a bush.
美丽的荣耀的神把他自己的显启示透过这个荆棘。
Can a bush be used for the glory of God?
所以现在问题是说，一个荆棘可以把神的荣耀彰显吗？
That's what Moses saw.
这是他看见的异象。
And then he heard God's voice.
他就听见神说话。
And then he was called into the work of God.
接下来神就开始呼召他进入神的工作。
Now Moses had spent years doing not much, just tending sheep and talking to his wife and his kids.
那四十年他没有做什么事，就是牧牧羊，跟老婆孩子说说话，每天都差不多。
But then God spoke to Moses for the first time, face to face.
但是现在神跟摩西是面对面说话第一次。
Moses, your people have been on my heart for a long time.
神对他说，你的百姓在我的心上有很长的时间了。
I've seen their condition.
我知道他们的光景。
I've heard their cry.
我听见他们的呼求。
So I'm going down to Egypt.
我要下到埃及去。
And you're going with me.
你跟我一起走。
I'm going to Egypt.
我去埃及。
You're coming with me.
你跟我一起走。
And then I'm going to send you into Pharaoh.
然后我打发你去见法老。
Oh boy. Now, the Bible says, by faith, Moses went.
所以刚刚我们读的圣经，因着信，摩西就去了。
Now we think sometimes faith is we always say, yes sir, no problem, I'll speak to Pharaoh.
我们的印象就是说，当神这样说的话，你就说，是的，我去看法老。
Well, now Moses had faith.
摩西是有信心的人。
But he had a lot of hesitation.
但是他并没有对这件事情马上自愿要去，没有。
He had some excuses.
他就找借口啊。
He had some arguments.
他开始跟神辩论了。
He had some hesitation.
他踌躇了。
Don't worry about all that.
神就说，你别考虑这些。
That just means God did a good job of humbling him.
所以神这四十年把他弄得非常谦卑。
God doesn't mind if you argue with him.
神不在乎你跟他辩论。
When you're his servant, argue.
你是他的仆人，你可以跟神。辩论
because he will always win.
因为他赢你一定输的。
He'll say go, you say no, and you'll still go.
神说你去，他说我不去，最后你还是去。
Moses heard the voice of the living God.
摩西听见神的声音。
And what did God say? Moses,You know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of your forefathers.
神说，你知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各就是你的祖先吗？
That's me.
他们的神就是我。
But I am not a God of history.
I am a God of the present. I am.
所以他说, 我不是以前历史中的神, 我是今天的神。 所以他自我介绍的时候就说, 我是。
Now Moses had a God of history.
摩西所认识的神, 他以前所知道的,
now,
祖宗的神。
Now he had a God of now.
他现在神启示他的是, 我是现在的神。
I am God now.
我是现在的神。
Moses said, what's your name?
请问贵姓大名?
And he said, I am is my name.
我的名字就是我是。
Do we understand the difference? The work of God cannot be seen on this earth until God is I am.
神的功你永远不能够认识除非你开始看见神是现在。
What is the Gospel of John about?
让福音讲什么?
Jesus is the I am that recovers the church.
让福音就是启示耶稣说我是他要把他的教会恢复。
You and I can believe in the God of the Jesus who died on the cross and rose again and went up to glory.
我们可以相信耶稣基督曾经死在十字架上，他埋葬了，复活了，升天了，这个我们可以相信。
But he can only recover the church when he is I am speaking and standing in the midst.
但是他，你真的要看见神在今天做恢复教会的见证的时候。
Now from the moment we meet the living God, from that moment on, we participate in the work of God.
也就是说，如果你真的要有份于神的工，你必须被神带到一个地步，认识他，现在就是。
This was the important moment of Moses' life.
这一刻是整个摩西的最重要的一刻。
Because for the rest of his days, he lived under an open heaven with God.
因为从那一刻开始，他前面所有的日子有一个特征，就是先天向他打开了。
Have you met the servant of God? Somebody upon whom you can see the beauty of the work of God. If you meet such a brother and such a sister, you will know that they have fellowship with God, they have dialogue with God, they have arguments with God, but they obey the living God.
你就知道在他们的身上，他们的神是今天活着的神，他们可以跟神有对话、有交通、有辩论，但是神是真实的。Now
everybody in this place, I know, praise the God.
我们今天在座的每一位，我们都会赞美神。We
take our prayers,
我们也祷告。We
throw them up to heaven,
然后把我们的祷告向天扬起来。Now
how many people here hear an answer come down?
但是有多少人能够听见天上有回答呢?
God is the I am.
神是我是是现在是的现在。
He moves with Moses in the fire and in the cloud.
他与摩西同行在这个火焰中。
And Moses obeyed.
摩西顺服。
Moses prayed.
摩西祷告,
Moses was captured.
摩西被神抓住,
Moses pursued God.
摩西追求这位神,
and Moses saw God face to face.
摩西与神面对面。
Now, of course, Moses went down to Egypt.
是, 摩西就开始去了埃及了。
But God never just sends us down without equipping us.
但是你要注意，神打发我们去的时候，一定先装备我们。So
he equipped Moses for this work he was to do.
所以神在他要打发他去做这个神的工的时候，就给他了装备。This
Moses said, "Now God, supposing I tell everybody in Egypt, all the brothers and sisters,
I am sent me. And they will say, well, how can you prove that?
他就问神, 如果今天我回到百姓中间, 告诉他, 我们的神打发我来救你们, 出埃及, 他问我, 你怎么证明这是真的?
Now God says, what do you have in your hand?
那神就回答说, 你手里拿了什么?
It was the shepherd's rod.
就是牧人的一根杖。
You know, the Lord gives his servant authority.
你知道神给他的仆人有权柄的。
The rod in the Bible is a symbol of authority.
这个杖是代表神赐给他仆人的一个权柄。
Now, what is this rod of a servant that gives him authority?
这个为什么叫做权柄的代表呢?
This authority is the sum total of the gifts that God gives you by His grace.
这个杖在预表上就是神把他的恩赐赐给你的时候用这个杖来代表的。The
upbringing that you have,
你怎么成长,
your talents that you have,
你的恩赐,
the education that you have,
你受的教育,
the experience that you have on the job,
你所有的经历,
even your personality,
你的个性。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问大家一个问题,
is there anybody else on the face of the earth that God could say, I'm sending you to Pharaoh, except Moses?
我这样子问,
now God had perfectly equipped Moses for this task.
神为了让这个人去见法老先
And Moses, and God said, look at that rod, Moses.
摩西看你手中的杖,
a servant of God has authority.
一个神的仆人有神给他的权柄,
but before you use the rod,
在你使用这个杖之前,
throw it down.
把它丢下去,
he threw it down.
把它丢下去,
turned into a snake.
变成一个蛇,
he ran away.
他跑了,
authority is dangerous.
就是说权柄是一个很危险的事情。
Until we throw it down, we don't realize it.
当你一放下去的时候，你就知道这是何等的危险。
If the authority of a servant does not go through the work of the cross, a servant will use the rod to lord it over people.
如果这个拿杖的人没有经过十字架的对付，权柄在他的手里就成为辖制人的东西。
Now every servant of God is given authority by God.
每一个神的仆人，神都赐给他权柄。
And what does that mean?
什么意思?
God stands by his servants.
也就是说，神站在这个仆人的旁边。
But within every rod of authority,
在每一个权杖的里面,
there is the seed of a Nicolaitan.
都有一个 尼格拉党的种子,
that is a worker who lords it over the people.
也就是说，这个尼格拉党的种子的意思就是说，这个人把自己提高变成另外一个阶级了。Authority
is a dangerous thing,
因为权柄是危险的。But
if the Lord can take the snake out of it,
如果神能够把这个蛇的因素拿掉,
then the Lord says, pick it back up again.
所以神就对摩西说, 把它拿回来。
And Moses picked it up very carefully.
摩西就很小心地去拿这根杖。
And you know what it became?
那他抓这个蛇的时候变成什么呢?
It's called Moses' rod. It's called Aaron's rod.
这个叫做摩西的杖或者叫亚伦的杖。
But actually, it was called here in Exodus, the rod of God.
但是事实上都不是，这个这根杖的名字叫做神的杖。
When he went down to Egypt, he used it in the plagues.
他拿这根杖去埃及的时候，他就行了好几个大的 plague，就是咒诅。
And by the Red Sea, he lifted up the rod of God and the sea part.
在红海的面前, 举杖的时候,
when they fought against the Amalekites, he lifted up his rod and they gained the victory.
当以色列人跟亚玛力人征战的时候, 他在山上举杖, 亚玛力人就输了。
When the people needed water, he struck the rock and the water came out.
当百姓要水喝，他拿杖击打磐石，磐石就出水。
Now why is it called the rod of God?
为什么这根杖被称为神的杖呢？
Because you should only use it when God tells you to use it.
因为这根杖只有神告诉你要用的时候，你才准用。
Now the servant of God needs to learn this matter of authority well.
所以神的仆人对这根杖的使用必须要学得好。
And we need to learn this lesson from our Lord Jesus himself.
我们可以从我们主耶稣身上学功课。
Now Jesus was the I am.
因为主耶稣自己介绍的时候，我就是。
There's nothing more authoritative than you could say than I am.
没有比这句话更有权威、权柄性。
But Jesus shared in the Gospel of John his secret to his authority.
那么在这本福音书约翰里面，他就说到这个权柄的秘密。
What is the secret of Jesus' authority?
耶稣权柄的秘密在哪里？
9 times in my Bible, he says, I can do nothing of myself.
在我的圣经里面，我能够找到九处主自己说，哦，我靠着自己，我什么都不行。
We saw this afternoon as our brother shared with us, our Lord Jesus, a servant of God with great authority and power of servant.
今天下午陈弟兄讲到我们的主怎么样子做神的仆人，有很大的能力与权柄。
Yet we discover in John, Jesus says, I do nothing out of my own authority.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣屡次的表明，哦，若不是父要我做，我凭着自己，我什么也不做。
Now there's two sides to this coin of authority.
所以这个权柄有两个面。
First, I do nothing of myself.
我凭着自己什么也不做。
The other side is,
另外一面,
when my father works, I work.
但是我看见父怎么做，我就怎么做。
When my father speaks, I speak.
他怎么说，我就怎么说。
When my father judges, I judge.
他怎么审判，我就怎么审判。
If my father sends me, I go.
他怎么打他，我就去。
There's the authority of Jesus.
这就是耶稣有权柄的。
I do nothing of myself.
我不是为自己做任何的事。
Or whatever I see the Father doing, that's what I do.
我看见父怎么做，我就怎么做。
Now this is the authority that a servant of God needs.
这就是一个神的仆人权柄的秘密。
Authority when it's restrained in submission under the Master is authority that God can use.
当这个权柄顺服在这个权柄的主人之下，这个权柄就有效。
Now the last thing that I want to speak about for a few minutes is this matter that is spoken of in Hebrews in chapter 3.
然后我最后要讲的是希伯来书第三章。
Twice it is said of Moses, he was a faithful servant in all his house.
那第三章里面讲两次，就是说摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然尽忠。
Now let's look at this passage for a moment.
我们来看这段话。
Now, the Hebrew writer is exhorting us to look at Jesus, who is the apostle and high priest of our faith.
在这个第三章希伯来书的作者鼓励我们要应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Now these Jewish Christians respected Moses very much.
犹太人的基督徒，他们对摩西是非常尊重。
And indeed, he was a faithful servant.
是，摩西是神忠心的仆人。
But he cannot compare to Jesus.
但是他跟主耶稣不能相提并论。
However, he had this similar twofold ministry.
但是在他的身上，你可以看到一个双重的职事。
In his outward work, Moses was as an apostle who led the children of Israel out of Egypt and through the wilderness to the promised land.
从外表，你第一个看到的，他是一个神的使者，他把犹太人从埃及领出来，经过旷野带到 要带到迦南地去。
Now, if we look at the end of Deuteronomy,
你如果看这个生命记的最后一部
we see the account of the death of Moses.
我们来看摩西的去世。
And we see an amazing fact regarding this apostle.
这一位神的使者。
In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7,
34章第七节,
it says, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor abated.
摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
Now what does that tell us?
说什么?
For 40 years, Moses was the burning bush.
40年摩西不过就是一个 right, 火焰中的荆棘。
He was living by resurrection life.
他所依靠的乃是一个复活的生命。
He was not burned out.
他没有被焚烧毁坏。
Many servants of God burn out.
很多神的仆人都已经烧坏了。
They're like a wick with no oil.
他像那个灯芯，上面没有油，上面烧的灰烬。
They use their own fervor and light themselves up and burn themselves out. They have no life of the Spirit within.
所以这些这个灯芯没有油的仆人，就是完全靠他自己本身的力量去焚烧，没有油来支持他。
But as the apostle of the people of God, Moses lived by the resurrection life of God.
但是你看摩西身上，你看见他是完全依靠神的供应，神的能力。
And he did many outward and miraculous things.
他外表也行了许多的神迹。
So we read the last few verses of the book of Deuteronomy.
那我们再回到生命记最后几节。
Verse 10,
第十节。
Since then there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, before Pharaoh, before all his servants, and in all his land. And by all that mighty power and all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
以后以色列中再也没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他一切臣仆并他的全地行各样神迹奇事，又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手，行一切大而可畏的事。
How did Moses live in this resurrection life and do these mighty works?
摩西怎么能够有一个复活的生命来执行这一切大能大力的事呢？
How did he lead the children out of Egypt and through the wilderness?
他怎么能够把这那么多的犹太人从埃及带出来在旷野生活呢？
He simply followed the cloud and the fire.
他就是每天跟随云柱与火柱的带领。
He went, he waited. He went, he waited.
他一面往前走，一面等待，等候这个云柱火柱的引导。
Do we have any saints here this weekend from New Zealand?
我们中间有没有人从新西兰来的？
啊？
有吗？
One time, my wife and I were able to visit New Zealand.
有一次我跟我的妻子去新西兰访问。
Now in New Zealand, there's more sheep than people.
在那个国家人口比羊少。
And so there's a very, very important servant in New Zealand, and it's called the sheepdog.
在那个地方有一个很重要的仆人，就是牧羊犬。
My wife and I went out to a sheep ranch, and we watched the sheepdog.
我们就去了一个牧场，看到这个牧羊犬怎么样在那里管这些羊。
Now, if a shepherd loses a sheep, they feel bad, but if they lose their dog, they mourn like it's their wife.
虽然在那里，你如果牧人少了一只羊，有点伤心，但是远远不能够比如果一个牧人失了一个牧羊犬，好像少了一个老婆一样。
And I saw the sheepdog, and the one we saw, he followed hand signals.
from the shepherd.
那这个牧羊犬，它的秘密就是它能够看这个牧人的手势。
And he just send out this dog by just going like that, and going like that, and going like that.
他就给他这几个很简单的姿势、手势，这个牧羊犬就知道他要做什么。
The dog would stop.
他什么时候停
？The dog would run.
什么时候跑
？The dog would go to the left.
什么时候向左
？The dog would get those sheep and leave these sheep.
注意左边的羊群。而不要管右边的羊群。
What a good servant the sheepdog was.
哦，他实在是一个忠心的仆人。
Following the hand signals of the master.
对这个仆人的手势完全的跟随。
Are we such a good sheepdog?
我们是不是这样忠心的像这个牧羊犬一样的吗
？The Lord says go like this, and we run.
当我们的主说停的时候，我们跑啊。
He says go to the left, we go to the right.
他说向左，我们偏偏向右。
But Moses followed the fire and the cloud.
但是你看摩西就不一样，云柱停他就停，火柱往前走他就往前走。
But it's interesting that God's testimony about Moses was not about the great work he did and the miracles he performed.
神的工作不是在这些神迹奇事的上面。
God said he was faithful in all my house.
神为摩西做见证的时候，乃是说他在我的全家尽忠。
This is what was precious to our God.
对神来讲，这个全在全家尽忠对神是有价值的。
Moses heard God say, "Build for me a tabernacle that I may dwell with my people."
他听见神告诉他，你要建一个会幕。我可以借着这个会幕住在我百姓中间。
And Moses became a priest in the house of God.
所以摩西在神的家中就好像一个祭司一样。
He prayed and prayed for the people.
他一直为着他的百姓在那里向神祷告。
He knew this was God's house.
因为他知道这里要成为神的家。
When it came time to build the tabernacle.
当他要开始建会幕的时候
，As our brother shared this afternoon，
我们弟兄下午交通
，Moses followed the instructions of God and built the tabernacle according to the pattern shown you on the mount。
摩西建会幕的时候，他完完全全按照山上启示的样子。
Now what did that? What happened?
什么意思
？It means that every piece of furniture and every offering and every feast.Is a picture of the owner of the house.
也就是说，这个会幕的家每一件家具、每一个祭物、每一个节期，都是发表这个主人的特点。
And as Moses went with the people,
当摩西跟着这些带领这些人走
，and the people murmured, and the people complained.
这些百姓动不动就发怨言。
Moses would go up on the mountain，
然后他到山上去。
And thank God, he knew God.
他认识神。
One time God said, "That's it. Go ahead, let the children of Israel go to Canaan land. I'm not going."
神那次说我已经受够了，你带你的百姓去吧，我是不去的。
Do you think God was serious?
你想神是认真的吗?
Do you think he was ready to give up on his children?
你想神真的要放弃了吗?
He said, Moses, take your family, I'll make you a nation.
他对摩西说, 那我不管他们, 我要从你家开始另外建一个国。
But Moses knew God.
但是摩西知道神的心。
So he could intercede.
他就为他的百姓代祷。
He said, "God, if you don't go, we don't go."
所以他就说，你不去，我们都不去。
You are our dwelling place.
你是我们的居所。
We don't want the promised land. We want you in the promised land.
我们不在乎那个应许之地，我们要你跟我们一起在应许之地。
And God said, "Good job, sheepdog. Okay, I'll go with you."
说得好，我跟你去。
Moses was faithful in all his house.
所以摩西在他的全家尽忠。
He knew the Lord.
他认识他的主人。
He was afraid of the Lord.
他一面来讲，他害怕这位神。
It says in Hebrews 12, when he went up on the mountain and there was the thunder, he was shaken with fear and trembling.
因为在希伯来书说，当他上这个西乃山的时候，他里头是发抖的。
But it's possible to fear God and also love Him.
这件事情是可能的，一面你是害怕神，但是同时你又爱神。
So Moses, while he was up on the mountain, said, God, will you show me your ways?
所以摩西上了山以后，他就跟神祷告说，你能够把你的路指示我吗？
God said, yeah.
好啊。
Then he said, well, will you show me your glory?
你会显明你的荣耀吗？
And God said, now you've gone too far.
那你掉的太多了。
I'll hide you in the rock.
我把你藏在岩穴里。
I'll show you my back.
我让你看我的背。
But you can't see my glory.
你不能看见我的荣耀。
It's too powerful.
因为太强了。
Imagine how much Moses loved God.
你就可以想象摩西多爱神。
Probably if God had shown his glory, Moses would never come down the mountain.
因为如果神让他看见神的荣耀的那光芒的时候，他恐怕下不了山了。
But Moses would rather be with God.
当然对摩西来讲，他宁可在山上与神同在。
Now Moses was a great commander and apostle.
摩西是一个了不起的使者，也是一个元帅。
And we have stories of miracles and problems during the 40 years in the wilderness.
在那四十年旷野道路中，你可以看到他怎么样忍耐的带这一群人。
But all of those stories probably only take up at the most 1 year out of the 40 years.
你在创世记也好，民数记看到那些记载那些发生的故事，总共加起来大概一年多一点。
We know the children of Israel went in the 40 years to 42 different locations.
在那四十年里头，在旷野走过四十二个站。
But even then, most of the time, they were sitting still.
但是在四十年中间，大部分的时光是停在那里，没有动的。
So what was Moses doing?
那么摩西在那一段时间做什么呢？
He was having fellowship with the God of his dwelling place.
那毫无疑问的，他是跟这位他所爱的神有所交通。
He would go into the house.
他会来到这个
fellowship with God.
在他的面前求问。
You know, I'm so glad. Because during those 40 years, he wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
因为在他四十年中，他把摩西五经写出来的。
God gave him revelation.
神就启示他这个摩西五经。
He wrote about creation. He wrote about Abraham.
他写了很多那个我们看到的创世纪里面的故事。
And he told the true story, including the problem.
他是一五一十把整个的故事，好的坏的全写出来了。
When he spoke about creation, he didn't speak like a scientist.
他讲到神的创造的时候，他并不是以科学的眼光来写这个。
But he didn't speak mythology.
但是他也不是写一个奥秘的这个记载。
He wrote the revelation of God.
他就是把神怎么启示他的规规矩矩怎么记载。
Oh, he had years of fellowship with the Lord.
也就是说，他多年跟神有亲密的交通。
Saw him face to face.
他面对面见到神。
Now, dear servants of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Are we faithful in His house?
我们在他的家是否忠心
？Do we see that Christ is our dwelling place？
我们能不能看到基督是我们所居住的所在
？Christ is the church，
基督就是教会。
He is our life，
他是我们的生命。
Do we fellowship with him？
我们跟他有交通吗
？Or do we always run around the outside of the tabernacle？
或者我们一直在外院打转
？That's why the writer of Hebrews says， "Come into the holy of holies."
所以希伯来书的作者就鼓励我们。进入幔内。
In the difficult times that you live in,
今天在这个困难的时代
you need to come boldly to the throne of grace.
我们需要来到神的施恩座前。
Moses was faithful as a servant in his house.
摩西在神的家全然尽忠。
As a testimony of that which was to come. 那一个就是为将要来的那位做了见证。And now, the tabernacle of God has come.
现在神的会幕已经在我们中间。
He is the I am who dwells among us.
这位神的会幕，他就是那个我是在我们中间。
Do we see the work of God?
那你看到神的工作吗？
When Moses died,
当摩西死的时候，
he never made it into the promised land.
当然我们知道他没有进入迦南地，
at least in his lifetime.
在他有生之年没有。
But he left behind something.
他留下什么？
A mark of his faithfulness.
这个就是他对神的忠心留下来了。
Joshua.
后面有约书亚。
Joshua was raised up in the house of God.
约书亚就是在神的家被带大的。
Moses was the servant of God.
摩西是神的仆人。
Joshua was the servant of the servant of God.
约书亚呢，做神仆人的仆人。
And you remember, when other people left the tent, Joshua would stay in the tent and have fellowship with the Lord.
你记得在圣经里面记载，当别人都离开会幕的时候，约书亚是仍然留在会幕里。
Now, servants of God, you meet in different places.
我们众仆人们在不同的地方有聚会。
How many of the saints?Live on resurrection ground.
但是有多少的圣徒们是活在复活的景地里头呢？
How many of them know Christ is their life?
有多少的仆人真的认识基督是他的生命呢？
How many of them see God's eternal purpose?
有多少人真的认识神永远的旨意呢？
Is the beauty of the Lord upon the fellowship where you are?
神的美丽在这一个聚会中吗？
Is the work of God being wrought there in your midst?
神的工作有没有扎根在我们中间呢？
It doesn't mean that the assembly is perfect.
这并不象征着这个聚会是完美没有瑕疵的。
But God's Spirit is working there.
但是无论如何，你能不能看到神的灵在那里做工呢？
I visit many, many places.
我访问过很多很多不同的聚会。
Many of the places that I visit, they can talk about the testimony of God and the work of God and God's eternal purpose.
很多这样的聚会里头，他们能够说到神永远的旨意，很多关于这方面的知识。
But not all of them do I sense God working in their midst.
但是不是每一个聚会我去访问的能够感觉到神在他们中间做深入的工作。
God's work is not recovered just by doctrine and teaching.
神的工不是只是借着一些教训一些理论。
We need to wait for the presence of the living God to move among us.
我们必须能够看见等候神他的工具他的手在我们中间行动。
In these last days, he longs to show his work upon this earth.
在这个末世的时候，神非常愿意让他的工完成在我们中间。
The testimony of his son, seen in our midst as the great I am.
耶稣基督的见证能够在我们中间被认识，他就是那一位我是。
It's not how many people are in our congregation.
这里并不在乎我们聚会有多少人。
Is the living God there?
问题的中心是这位活的神在不在这里。
Servants of God, may we see the work of God.
众仆人啊，我们能够看见神的工作在我们中间吗？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh Lord, we pray that you would open our eyes by your Spirit.
主，我们求你的圣灵来开我们的眼睛。
Lord, we don't want to just be busy working without your presence there.
我们不完全不盼望我们忙碌的工作却没有看到你的同在。
We don't just want blessing. We want your presence.
我们不是要求你的祝福，我们要你的同在。
Lord, restore the fire and the cloud over us.
我们求你恢复你的云柱火柱在我们中间。
Help us to see the living God.
让我们看见这位活的神。
And to serve Him and obey Him.
我们能够侍奉他，顺服他。
We thank you that we're servants gathered before you.
我们感谢你，我们做你的仆人，在你面前聚集。
Show thy works to thy servants, O Lord.
哦，主啊，求你显出你的作为，工作在我们中间。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。